South Australian Racing today is at Narra Court, transferred from Panola. Joining us to go through the program, Nadia Horn. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Last Sunday, awfully close at Murray Bridge. The slip saddle destroyed my afternoon, and I'm sure it destroyed yours as well.
Yeah, just don't go there.
Yes.
Just don't go there. Would have been a massive
We'll carry on.
Yeah, we will.
Benchmark 66 is the first leg of the Cordy at Narra Court today. 2 and 5 come out. Exalted Loretta, $2.70. Bright Bell at $3.10, I beg your pardon. And This Kid Rocks at $3.80. How do we sort them out in the first leg?
Look, I'm putting number 6, Exalted Loretta, on top. I don't really think there's much between Exalted Loretta and This Kid Rocks, but This Kid Rocks has got a few little issues, obviously, an 8-year-old, and he's not the soundest of horses. Where Exalted Loretta, like, you know, she backs up week in, week out, and she's racing quite consistently, and she's been going around in stronger class. She gets a 3-kilo claim, and she's likely to find the top. So just depending on how the way this track is playing, if she's able to find the right part of the track, and I'm sure that there will be some faster lanes than others, obviously a wet track at Narra Court, I do feel that she's the one to beat. So 6 on top of number 1, This Kid Rocks, who has definitely got the class edge. If he could replicate his best, he'd absolutely win this with a leg in the air. But he's just had a few little issues. He does get a claim which sees him get a relief off of that big weight impost. I've got him in as a main hope. 7, Bright Bell's an interesting horse. Resumes from a break. He still brings a bit of residual fitness as it's only had 2.5 months off since its last start performance. But it was a winner first up last prep, and I've noticed the market has kept it pretty safe. And then out to number 4, None Better, who did find the line last time out in Wednesday grade. But I've gone 6 from 1, 7 and 4 in the first leg.
Second leg, race number 6, depending what you're working from with the transfer of meetings. This race back to 1,200 metres from 1,300 metres. Scratching is 2, Miss Mosh 170, Kilowatt $6, Revolution Baby at 7 out with out in the street, and then Denominator at $9.
Look, it's hard to go past Miss Mosh. I probably think she's well enough found at the odds-on quote, but she warrants favouritism off of her recent form. She backs up from last week where she went around in 54 grade in what was a stronger race at Murray Bridge, and she ran well lumping the 59 on that occasion. She was only, you know, under 3 lengths away from the winner, and on that occasion she did clock some pretty handy late closing sectionals. So she's the one to beat. I do think there's value in the price 5 Bassins, and I would be probably entertaining having something a place on him. Look, he's around a $13 chance for the win. He's probably going to find it tough to beat the fave, but he's definitely got a place chance on his first up form. He resumes, and we saw him first up last preparation. He ran a pretty good race where he was big odds and only beaten 3.5 lengths. That puts him in the race. The 4, Revolution Baby, I have as the next selection, who was a winner first up last preparation, and then out to number 3, Kilowatt. But I've gone 1 from 5, 4, 3 in the second leg of the Quaddy Race 6.
Third leg, some will sleep well after this. A Jericho Cup qualifier on a heavy 9. 3,160 metres is the distance here for the 7th. Scratchings are 1, 8 and 12. Matas $2.10. Bare Arms $2.60. Sobrowka at $8, $9. Cuban Fighter out to 19 for Karaoke Express. Nadia.
Well, obviously we're guessing a little bit here because we just don't have the exposed form of a lot of these horses over this type of trip, and it is going to be a real slog on that wet track. But I'm going for the horses that have got a little bit of class and they look like they're trending the right way to be competitive in a race like this, and I've put the 3 Matas on top. Now, as we know, Michael Hickmont's stable's absolutely flying at the moment, and Matas gets in on the minimum with the 54 kilos. It comes to a Saturday quality race over the 2,500, and on that occasion, I thought that, you know, he ran quite well. He was only just a fraction over 2 lengths away from the winner. But it was his first up run that really caught the eye. He clocked the best last 400-metre split for the meeting and the second best last 200-metre split. So he's just giving that indication like he's come back a better horse this time in. He might need one more run, but I would say that Michael's put a fair bit of work into him to get him up to this type of trip. So I'm happy to stick with her, number 3, Matas. Obviously, 2 Bare Arms. She's been a real model of consistency this preparation. She's been a multiple winner in this type of grade. Obvious query at the trip, but it's hard to knock her recent form. 4, Zabralka is an interesting horse, one of the Victorians for Steve Pateman that comes from over the border. Look, can mix its form, but I do feel that it obviously being a a jumper, it'll run the trip out. So that's a real tick in its box. And then out to 7, Spiegel Grove. But 3 from 2, 4 and 7 in the marathon race number 7.
Race number 8 on the program. This is a 58 over 1,430 metres. Comes back from 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 6 and 8. I Know Where You Live at $2.40. Pewter, $2.60. 480 Lady DD. The Great Martini at 7. The other pair heading off into double figures.
Yeah, I'm putting 3, I Know Where You Live, on top. It's had the one run back this preparation, and it was placed on that occasion. There doesn't have to be much speed in the race, so I do feel that Young Scarlet So will be able to find the top and be able to dictate. And if that's the case, I do really feel that he's the one I've got to beat. So 3 on top of number 2, Pewter. Home track advantage, obviously a big plus. Was travelling into the race quite well at City Grade last time out and was just found wanting over the concluding stages. The wet track's the real key to his chances. He finds and excels on a rain-affected track, so he's right in this race. 7 Lady DD next pick, fitter for one run back, and then out to number 4, the Great Martini, who got up and scored last time out. 3 from 2, 7 and 4 in the last leg of the quaddie.
How do we play the program? Best value quaddie and play, please, Nadia.
Well, my best actually comes up in the maiden in race 2, number 3, Lucien. Look, you can get around $1.95 even money. I think that's good shopping for a horse who does look to have a bit of an edge on that field. The value, I'm going to back Bassins for a place in race 6, number 5. As far as our quaddie strategy, because of small fields, we're going to play it skinny. 1 and 6 the first leg, 1, 3, 4 and 5 in the second, 2 and 3 in the third leg, and coming home with runners 2 and 3 in the last leg of the quaddie. And our play of the day, we'll take an all-up race 1, number 3, Bubble Wrap, into race 2, number 3, Lucien.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brennan.